Welcome to the Build the Change Planet People podcast, brought to you by the LEGO Group and The Day. Build the Change is a LEGO Group social impact program that is supported by the LEGO Foundation. It inspires children around the world to build a brighter future through play and gives them a voice on issues that matter to them.
My name is David, a LEGO person who loves play, creativity and ideas.
And I'm Priya, a journalist who loves finding interesting people to talk to.
We are so excited that you could join us today, whether that's in your classroom, home or in your LEGO club.
Now, as you know, this isn't just a podcast to listen to. It's a build along podcast.
What does that mean?
Well, as you listen, we want you to join in with all the fun. Whether it's drawing, building or crafting, we're here to spark your imagination.
This sounds epic. Right, what do our listeners need?
Anything you can find. Maybe it's a pencil or some paper. Perfect for doodling while we chat.
How about some Lego bricks to build along with? Or you could use clay, dough or even raid your recycling bin for materials to upcycle. How about foraging outside for natural treasures?
That's a fantastic idea. But here's the best part. There's no wrong way to do it. Just have fun and see where your creativity takes you.
Brilliant. Right, I'm off to get my Lego bricks.
And to all our listeners, do you have something handy? If not, not a problem. Hit pause, gather what you need and come back when you're ready. We'll be waiting right here.
I'm back. What did I miss, Priya?
Oh, hey, David. I was just telling our friends to grab some materials they can get creative with.
Awesome. As you know, each episode focuses on an important topic. And today's is a big one. Building with empathy.
Building with empathy? I feel a challenge coming up.
Exactamundo. Right. Imagine someone you know well and envision designing a space tailored just for them, a place they would love. Consider any special features that could enhance their daily life, making it more comfortable, convenient, and joyful.
Scribble down some ideas or start building something. What pops up in your head? Empathy, belonging, community? What does this all mean? And how can it affect me and the people around me?
Empathy means understanding how someone else feels by imagining yourself in their shoes. Belonging is feeling accepted, valued, and connected to a group or place. It makes you feel part of a community, which is a group of people who care for and support each other, like a big team.
Wow, I really like the sound of this, but I think we need to hear from our planet person to find out more. In this episode, we are speaking to Oliver Marlowe, a designer who uses his empathy to create human-centered spaces that help people feel happy and inspired in the spaces where they live, work, and play.
Before we speak to Oliver, how did you find the mini challenge? You were using your empathy and imagination, skills you'll need for your Build the Change design challenge. More on that later. Now, as you listen to our chat with Oliver, jot down any thoughts or ideas that inspire you. Got a pen and paper? If not, hit pause and grab them. You won't want to miss this.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Oliver. Can you just please start by just telling us about what you do and why it matters to people?
Hey, Bri. Hey, David. So I'm a designer. And the reason it matters is because everything around us has been designed by someone, apart from when we're out in nature. There's hundreds of thousands of designers around the world, and we're all involved in what things look like, how they function, what they can do, how they work, what they're made of. So I'm just part of that, and I have a small role to play in lots of different things and how we interact.
So, Ollie, we hear the word empathy a lot, and we've heard it today on the podcast. What is empathetic? These are big words. What is empathetic human-centered design and why is it important?
For empathy, the way that I like to think about it is can you imagine, or can one imagine, what it's like for someone else, you know, to be in their shoes or to walk in their shoes? But we as designers, we try to think about what it's like for others. And the hard part of the design process, the fun part as well, though, is to imagine lots of different people. So not just one other person in the space, but everyone, you know, all the different ranges of age, of size, of mobility, all those things. What might that be like? And that empathy you can do on a small scale where you think, what kind of present would my best friend like? Or you can do it on a big scale where you think, when you walk into a room, what might it be like? What might make it exciting when you walk into a room, or what might make it a little bit scary? So those are the ways we think.
So human, when we say human-centric, it literally means putting humans at the center, thinking about people and lots of people.
Yes.
Super interesting. So, I mean, how do you approach designing a space that feels welcoming for everyone?
Well, there's two parts, I guess, to the answer for that. Number one is, what do we mean by everyone? And how do we think about what that space needs to do? And then the second is, how do you go about actually creating spaces? And where are they, for example? So the first is to be really clear about who the space is for in a broad sense. So if we're thinking about school for young kids who are aged maybe 7 to 11, then we know what size they are, and generally then we need to make sure everything works. You know, the toilets need to be a certain size, the chairs and tables, the window heights, the doors, like all those sorts of small things.
Now, we all love belonging to things, whether it's friendship groups, music scenes. Like Ollie and I bumped into each other recently, actually, at a gig, and we were like, so we belong to the same music scene. Love it. So can you, Ollie, share any real-life examples of spaces or features that create a sense of belonging?
Well, it's interesting. Music is funny you mentioned music, because I think things around culture or things that people enjoy or they find meaning and identity with, so it might be music, it might be art, those sorts of spaces are really powerful. And I think you're then drawn to them because you identify yourself with what's happening there. So I think that's one of those key aspects. And you might find differences in the way a cinema is designed to a shopping center, for example.
Wow, I'm really starting to learn a lot from Oliver. It's amazing how thinking about others can benefit the community around us. How are you getting on at home, folks? Let's pause to work on our builds and ideas. So you talk about empathy, you talk about thinking about others and what their world might look like. But what are the kind of techniques our listeners could use to think about how they can make better spaces for other people?
One of the things I think, like I described, of bringing people together as part of the design process, which I think is super important. And I think what's really important about how that looked is that you have that diversity in a group of people. And if you can balance that with age groups, for example, so you have young people and older people talking together potentially about what the space might need, you then have a really fascinating dialogue that develops where people start to understand, again, this idea of empathy. They're like, this person is coming at it from their perspective, and I hadn't thought of it like that, but that obviously seems very important for them. And you build up this dialogue and this kind of richness of the experience where you're thinking there's lots of different things going on. There's lots of different needs that people have. And then it's the job of the designer almost to say, okay, my job now is to find a way to bring that together.
It reminds me how important it is to have many different ideas and have many different types of people involved in creating new things. Imagine a world where everyone had the same way of thinking, everyone had the same idea. It just wouldn't be as rich as the world we have now. It's something we should all celebrate, that the different ways we think and the different needs we have. I think it helps us create this fascinating planet we live on. Yeah, amazing. What maybe two or three headline tips, top tips, would you give our young creatives when they're looking at their challenge, building somewhere where people can belong?
I always look to nature. Nature is such a powerful inspiration for design. And you can kind of look to nature and think, how does nature sort of solve those challenges now? Different way things sort of create. And then I think that sense with design too is that at that initial stage, all ideas are good ideas. There's no bad ideas. Let those ideas flow. You again, it's a really important creative muscle to develop where you just let ideas flow and other ideas that are coming from your friends and let them flow too. Don't sort of block them off as they come. That can happen later. Just let that come, but also throw some silly ideas out there and let those silly ideas run, you know, like let them be a bit ridiculous because why not? You know, we're still playing. We can have those things unfold.
Anything is possible.
Absolutely.
That's really important. Amazing. Thanks, Ollie. Incredible. Now, before we find out about the challenge, let's recap Oliver's wisdom on human-centered design. Priya, let's bring in our youth council to highlight key takeaways on designing with empathy and imagination.
Belonging is important. People feel happier in spaces where they see themselves reflected.
Design changes over time. What worked 20 years ago might not be good today.
Talking to people helps. The best designs come from listening to different ideas.
Nature is a great teacher. We can learn a lot from how nature designs things.
Creativity has no limits. Silly ideas can turn into the best ideas.
Everyone can be a designer. If you think about others and imagine new things, you're designing.
Right, it's time to tell our friends about the Build the Change competition.
Drum roll, please. Your Build the Change design challenge is to use your imagination and empathy to redesign a space in your community so it works for everyone. You will need to design a space where everyone feels a sense of belonging, one that people of all backgrounds, abilities, and ages can enjoy.
We want you to share your ideas with us. Read the description or visit www.buildthechange.theday.co.uk to find out how to get your designs displayed in our online gallery for the whole world to see. You can also find out about our Building for Belonging competition to win some awesome prizes.
Now you have everything you need to continue with your builds.
Oh, and it's almost time for us to say goodbye.
You can find more podcasts, build challenges, our gallery and fun over on our website. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.
Bye, folks.